Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And this week, I'm going to talk about the Netflix show Loudermilk. Most of you are familiar with the directors the Farley Brothers, who directed such comedy classics as Dumb and Dumber, Kingpin, and the all-time great There's Something About Mary. Now, the Farley Brothers' humor has traditionally been pretty silly and crass, but there's little doubt they perfected it. Their latest project, written by Peter and oftentimes directed by Bobby, is on Netflix, and the show is called Loudermilk. The show is all about how an ex-writer for Rolling Stone loses it all due to alcoholism and drugs, and now runs an AA-like group in a church. Loudermilk is quite a curmudgeon, but he's a speaker of truth. The humor in the adult situations may not be to everyone's taste, but I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. But I'm not bringing up Loudermilk for its laughs. Instead, it's to recognize the Farley Brothers for utilizing characters with mental and physical disabilities. I can't really think of any other directors that have regularly done this in their work. And for the Farleys, they deserve serious accolades. These directors regularly use actors that would never receive opportunities to act due to their disabilities or their looks, and frankly, Hollywood is missing out. Loudermilk has several of these characters, and what's interesting is their integration into the stories. Every one of these actors has their own character arc, and they're as fleshed out as any other character. But their disabilities are not ignored, nor are they celebrated, which would be patronizing. Instead, they're simply characters in the Loudermilk story, and since everyone catches their fair share of verbal jabs, so do these characters, and often about their disabilities. It's quite remarkable to balance stereotypical perceptions about disabilities being launched by some characters to then have those with disabilities be able to tell them to either booger off or to confront the statements with, "Why do you think that about me? Why would you assume I can't do that?" The moments are often quite poignant. Two of my favorite characters on the show are a mentally challenged individual who's been everything from a loan shark collector to an Uber driver. He gives people major grief and has a personality that sure isn't appealing. And that's the Farley Brothers' point. This guy is just like everyone else. Just because he has a disability doesn't mean you should feel sorry for him or even like him. He's just a person. The other character is a British character that was born with a birth defect of extremely short arms. What the Farley Brothers do in character development is to show him as an extremely thoughtful person who doesn't recognize his arms as a disability. It's just the way he was created, thank you. And he's more than fine with that. And to dispel the rumors that everyone should feel sorry for him, he shows his skills as a rock drummer. A good one, he would say. Not a great one. And this has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I strongly recommend watching Loudermilk. And as for the Farley Brothers, kudos to them for showing all types of folks and for providing acting opportunities to those who would otherwise be ignored by Hollywood and society. Pretty ironic that comedic directors have to be our champions of equity.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.